file on Helen Schrader's death, Mr. Tyson. You'll have to look at it here, I'm afraid.
That's fine with me. I appreciate your assistance.
Well, let me know if you need anything else.
Actually, can I have a word? Excuse me.
Well, what is it, Mr. Thompson?
Look, sorry about Tyson's behavior. I don't know what this is all about, but I think he was way out of line.
Thanks.
Well, that's all I had to say.
You know where to find me.
Thompson, take a look at this.
What is it?
You'll find this amusing. Helen Schrader was a virgin.
You gotta be kidding. She must have been in her late 30s anyway.
37 next month, according to this.
Oh, yeah, she was stranger than I thought.
Man, this is like trying to put a jigsaw puzzle together.
What are you up to, Mike, apart from messing up my bar?
Frank wants me to put a brochure together for Māori.
Have you done that sort of thing before?
No. It's my first one.
That guy. Some people would hire a qualified designer.
Those people now have my respect. I thought it'd be easy. By the way, where's the kōhao ball?
Should be next to the cash register. Oh, that's strange.
Is it behind the bar?
Maybe Frank took it. Hey, have you seen what Marta's doing?
Who cares?
Are you still mad at him?
And I'm gonna stay that way.
Well, he's out on the beach calling to the whales, and they're coming to him.
He's what? No way.
Fine, don't believe me. I'm making it up.
Oh, I gotta see this.
Hey, what about this mess?
Don't touch anything. I'll do it later.
Very interesting.
What, more interesting than the fact she was a 36-year-old virgin?
She died of an aneurysm.
Yeah.
And there are traces of triazolam in her system.
Well, what's that?
Sleeping pills. You might know it better as Halcyon.
So she was drugged.
Maybe.
It was murder.
If it was, whoever did it sure knew what they were doing. Here, give this back to the cop. I have a call to make.
Okay. Constable Bigby, you there?
You finished checking on my bungle investigation?
Yeah, sorry about that. But there was a... Hey, listen, can you do something for me?
It depends.
I'd like to see the phone records for Edith Shop on a specific date.
Well, what's going on, Mr. Thompson?
Please, it's just a feeling I have. I'll write the details down for you.
Well, you do that. Well, I'll see what I can do. But you owe me a beer next time I'm in Claiborne.
How about a double scotch?
Well, no promises.
Uncle!
Leave it alone.
Oh, no way. It'll die.
It's supposed to.
I don't know what's the matter with you, Uncle. Karen said you caught it here. You want it to die.
I have no choice.
Oh, I've had it with you. I'm going to go get some help.
Hi, put me through to Rick. It's urgent. Rick, Troy. Hey, look, it's worse than we thought. Someone took Helen out. As certain as I can be. Couldn't get into the station. It wouldn't accept the master override code. Don't worry, I've got a plan. Do I have your authorization to deal with whatever I find?
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.